It's Chick on Stewart's. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a cloudy day, some rain and drizzle, 40 to 45. Cloudy, spotty rain and drizzle tonight, 40. Tomorrow, spotty drizzle and rain, mid-40s. On Saturday, periods of rain developing in the mid-40s. And Sunday, periods of rain, 45 to 50. And then that temperature will be falling.
Yesterday afternoon, the town of North Canaan released information that they're receiving a limited number of at-home test kits in accordance with Governor Lamont's self-test distribution. North Canaan should be receiving a limited amount of at-home kits. The town right now is planning on distributing those on Friday, December 31st from 9 to 11 or until the supply is exhausted. It'll take place at the town hall at 100 P Street. They ask that you enter the town hall from the P Street entrance, pick up your kit, and exit onto Bragg Street. Upon proof of North Canaan resident, each vehicle will receive one test kit. Each kit does contain two tests. If you do not live in North Canaan, you will not be able to receive a kit. Accessible proof of residency include driver's license, passport, utility bill. More tests will become available, and there will be another distribution, as well as N95 masks. Now, Connecticut's positivity rate stands at 17.78%. Out of the tests administered, 7,520 came back positive, resulting in that rate. The current number of hospitalization is at 1,113. Now, getting back to our first story, Connecticut's shipment of at-home testing kits has been delayed, according to the governor. They announced the arrival of the 3 million testing kits will be pushed back due to shipping and warehouse delays that out-of-state Connecticut control. Part of the problem is due to distribution bottleneck on the West Coast. It's unclear when the shipment of testing kits are now expected to arrive or how this will impact the face masks, and the state also is expected to get. So check with North Canaan first to see if it has been delayed. Right now, the state says those masks will not be in time for testing. Dozens of local communities have already established plans to distribute those testing kits for face masks also starting today. A funeral mass for Mark Needhammer will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Church in Lakeville. Reception to follow at the Grove in Lakeville. Mark passed away on December 9th at Vassar Brothers Hospital after a short illness. Contributions can be made in his honor to the charity of the donor's choice. Arrangements under the care of the Newkirk Palmer Funeral Home in North Canaan. Social media has it wrong. New York lawmakers are not voting to detain unvaccinated. A claim that New York lawmakers are poised to vote on a bill to detain the unvaccinated in medical facilities is false, according to the state assembly. The claim, which is making rounds on social media, stems from a bill first introduced in New York State in 2015 that would allow for temporary detention of individuals infected or suspected of being infected with a contagious disease during a public health emergency. But the state assembly's health committee has no plans to take action on the bill, and its sponsors say they will withdraw it, according to the Associated Press. Slightly different versions of that bill have been introduced to the Assembly since 2015, but never made it out of committee. After brazen acts of shoplifting, four people were arrested following a chase in South County. One liquor store owner called it brazen, and he's got the video to prove it. Another liquor store owner expressed relief that no one got hurt. Following a police chase from Stockbridge through Lee, four people allegedly involved in at least two shoplifting incidents were apprehended at about 8:30 Tuesday at Quarry Hill Business Park in Lee. The suspects were all from New York, according to police. It's not yet clear if the two liquor stores in the Berkshires, the first one in Lee, the second in Great Barrington, were the only stores in the region targeted in the spree. Suspects were driving in a vehicle that matches the description of one that sped off from Berkshire Liquors on Housatonic Street in Lee following that shoplifting incident. Some good news as we head into the new year. Monthly pancake breakfasts are back at the Millerton American Legion Post 178. There'll be breakfast Sunday, January 2nd, February 6th, March 6th, and April 3rd. The monthly breakfast consists of pancakes, home fries, scrambled eggs, sausage, and bacon, costing $8 per meal. Meals will be available for eat-in or take-out. Breakfast sandwiches will also be available for $5. The Legion will serve from 7 to 10 a.m. Call 518-789-4755 if you'd like to place an order. The Post Legion Hall is located at 155 Route 44 in Millerton. Now, coming up on Wednesday, January 5th, there's a Democratic Town Caucus in the town of Canaan Falls Village at 6:30 at the Falls Village Fire Department Emergency Service Center on Route 7. Masks are required within the facility as well as social distancing. Personal attendance is required. No Zoom, no FaceTime, no calling in or by proxy voting is possible at this point. The Pine Plains Board of Education next meeting will be on Wednesday, January 5th at 7 p.m. at the Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School Library on Church Street. For details, contact Pine Plains District Clerk Julia Domani at j.domani@ppcsd.org. In report in the Berkshire Eagle, Berkshire Health Systems has 20 hospitalized patients with positive COVID-19 tests as of Monday of this week. There were no new deaths reported in Berkshire County, leaving the total of the pandemic at 340. Berkshire County is considered a high transmission area, according to the Center for Disease Control and Vaccination, which recommends wearing masks indoors regardless of vaccination status. At substantial or high transmission levels across the state, there were 12,983 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases over 3 days. The state had 1,600 hospitalized patients with 25 new deaths reported. To date, over 19,000 people in the state have passed away due to COVID-19. Now, Massachusetts is not shutting down, but they're slowing down. Last week of December began with a day of hope and a launch of widespread COVID-19 vaccinations. A year later in 2021 is ending with a blizzard of new infections, according to the treasurer. Postponements and cancellations are filling the news again. Infections force many to alter their holiday plans, causing the National Hockey League to put all its games on hold, unless scores of travelers stranded at airports as the virus put a dent in the airline workforce, especially pilots. And beginning this week, some non-essential medical procedures were being put off to protect the healthcare capacity. Vaccinations and boosters have helped reduce deaths across the state. Hospitalizations and people suffering the illness due to COVID-19 has now posted more than 20,000 confirmed and probable deaths from the virus that arrived 21 months ago and has since mutated. But once again, the death rate is down, even though the infection rate is up. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. Their regular menu also features a terrific tapas menu and daily specials. You can find them on the web, interlakeninn.com. They're also on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up over 90 points yesterday. It starts off today at 36,488.63. The NASDAQ starts off today at 15,766.22. And the S&P 500 at 4793.06. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.